Morning Watertown area's Conservation Officer Josh Vandenbosch from the Redfield area. I got pulled over here to do the radio show. Nobody else was around, so they had to go to the bottom of the bucket to get me. Today we got here Dan Sternhagen from the Parks. Thanks for coming over with me, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome, Josh.
Busy weekend, as you all know, 4th of July weekend, one of the busier weekends for the conservation officers here in the state, as well as the parks. I'm sure you're seeing a full park in your areas.
Yeah, it's been full all week. It'll be full till Monday. We're expected as normal, nice weekend, lots of people coming out to enjoy the holiday weekend. So,
and we got good weather to boot, so start a little bit of fishing if anybody's doing some fishing this weekend. Over in Clark County, it's kind of slowing down everywhere throughout the region, really. Dry Lake number 2 is still producing some pike and walleye from the boat. Sounds like they're mainly getting them on the bottom bouncers and spinners with some crawlers and maybe some leeches. That's probably the best lake over there, most popular lake by far and away. Coddington County, sounds like Goose Lake is still producing some walleyes. Real hot bullhead bite on pelican if you're after some bullheads, I guess.
Josh, I'd actually mention one more thing on Goose Lake. We are finished with the pier going out into the lake, and we should have our ramp built and completed by mid-next week.
Oh, wow, so we're ahead of schedule then.
Yep, it's going to be an awesome addition to that fishery out there. You know, Ryan, our public water access guy that maintains all our access areas in the Northeast, he's committed to 2 full days to get those planks put in the water, so it should be a great addition over there.
Good. Yeah, last time I was here, Bryce was thinking maybe that August, late July time frame. So hearing that's going in early July, that'll be great. So if you're out in the area next month or so, be sure to get out to Goose Lake, check out the area. I know Ryan does an outstanding job working with the lake access areas.
And for most people that don't know where that access is going, it's on the northwest side of Goose Lake going down the Grover Road.
Very good. Good paved road going down there, so it'll be a great area. Up in Day County, Bitter Lake and Wabay Lake, again, some of the most popular destinations with residents and non-residents alike. Last weekend was a pretty warm, windy weekend. Bitter Lake still saw quite a bit of pressure. Again, catching some of them keeper-sized walleyes, a few perch coming in. Not a whole lot on the perch bite, though. Hopefully that'll pick up later this fall. Wabay Lake still producing good white bass and walleye. Enemy Swim, occasional walleye, a few bluegills in the Church and the Shepherd Bays, the way it sound. Hamlin County, Ponsett and Albert, of course. Ponsett's still producing a lot of those smaller fish. Just a reminder to everyone, the 15-inch minimum is still on Lake Ponsett. I've heard some rumors that people said we removed it. We have not removed it. The 15-inch minimum is still on at Lake Ponsett. So be sure you're measuring your fish good there. There's going to be plenty of law enforcement presence continuing through the summer and especially this weekend out there. Lake Albert had been good, but the last week or so it's definitely slowing down, so not a whole lot going on there. Go over to Marshall County, Roy Lake, some good smallmouth getting caught up there. North and South Buffalo, some good pike getting caught, actually with some topwater lures the way it sounds. So do you know any other good fishing bites going on, Dan?
That's would cover 90% of what I would know, so.
Yeah, again, we're kind of in that summer lull, that July time frame. People usually target the recreational waters instead of the fishing waters, but definitely some opportunity to get out there and catch yourself some fish. What do we got going on with the parks this weekend, Dan?
Well, with it being 4th of July weekend, we're obviously expected to be busy. You know, one big thing that I'd like to cover is we don't allow any state on any department-owned or leased land any fireworks, and that includes your snaps, your bottle rockets, your sparklers, and et cetera. So we do ask you to refrain from lighting those on department-owned or leased lands, and we are very dry out there too. So if you are going out and lighting fireworks, be very careful, because we've even had a few fires down in Hamlin and Brookings County due to them. So just be cautious out there. Make sure you have plenty of water if you do spark up some kind of fire, and be cautious.
Also a reminder, even outside the parks, like Dan covered, we're in a very dry time of year right now. Haven't had rain for several weeks. If you're out in the small towns, make sure you check with your sheriff's office if it's legal for fireworks. I know some towns allow it on just the 4th, but again, use that caution. Hear it on the radio to wear your protective eyewear, and a lot of people think it's funny, but in reality, easy way to get hurt and definitely an easy way to start a fire. So we want to keep everybody safe this weekend, and as Dan said, nothing going on in the parks as far as fireworks go. So make sure to not bring any fireworks into the campgrounds. We want you to have a good time, but we also don't want to start our lovely parks on fire. Anything else for the parks?
You know, some of the development projects we got going on right now, we are looking at a new comfort station for Sandy Shores. I'm sure a lot of people have been through there and seen that in the works right now. Things are coming along great. We're still too far out to get a projected completion date on it, but you know, that park's long due for a big upgrade on that comfort station that we have there now. What's going to be really nice is once we get that comfort station complete, the old one will begin to come down, and then we'll have an outdoor shower there for people to kind of wash the sand off and get clean versus tracking all that sand into our comfort station and clogging drains and whatnot. But other than that, there's not a ton else going on. Very busy for the weekend and busy for the rest of the summer, but hope everyone enjoys that.
Yeah, I would imagine that comfort station would be good. How long does it take to build something like that, even though it's not even in the schedule yet? Just curious.
You know, we're sitting, you know, 3 weeks into the building process, and I would bet it's another month till it's complete. Things are going along really well with the type of weather we got. We also got a chip seal coming through, so we're kind of trying to finish everything up before the chip seal comes in, so we don't tear up the road any more than we have to. And actually, you know, the other thing I forgot about, the other big upgrade to Sandy Shores is we're going to be putting in 50-amp electrical pedestals too, along with this project. With the old electrical that's ran through that park, you know, it's well overdue, and it was time for a new upgrade. Well, the old electrical lines were ran into the back of the comfort stations, so it was definitely time to fix that and replace it all. So somewhere mid-July, we should see that go on. It shouldn't affect anyone's camping, and it will be another great update to that park. So.
Good to hear. I know there's sometimes construction going on this time of year, so be patient with this park staff if you run across some construction. Again, our department's just trying to provide the best camping opportunity for the general public, so glad to hear we're keeping the updates going and providing a great opportunity. Of course, the parks are busy this weekend, as well as us conservation officers. We're going to be hitting the lakes hard this weekend. Have been already all this summer. Just want to remind everybody the boat safety items that you're going to need this weekend, the same as every weekend. For any boat 16 foot or over, you need your throwable device. That's your seat cushion deal, or a standard ring buoy. That's just in case someone would happen to go overboard, you got something to toss to them if they're not wearing a life jacket. Ideally, when we want to see life jackets for everybody, it is a law that you need to have one life jacket per person on board each boat. So make sure if you got people coming in your boat, make sure if you don't have enough, they're bringing a life jacket with them. And the third thing we check is for a fire extinguisher. Any boat that has a fuel tank, the fumes are not allowed to escape. So 99% of your boats, unless you got one of them red tanks sitting in the bottom, you're going to need a fire extinguisher. So if you do happen to get stopped by one of our officers this weekend or any other weekend this summer, those are the three things that we're going to be checking: your life jackets, throwable, and fire extinguisher. Process usually goes pretty quick. We're just out and making sure keeping everybody safe. The last thing we want to do is respond to a bad accident, so we want to be a little proactive and make sure everybody's got the proper safety and equipment. So in the end, we might be taking a minute or two out of your day, but we're just trying to keep everybody safe on the lake. One other thing that we're really stressing this weekend is the alcohol enforcement. If you're not safe to drive a vehicle, you're not safe to drive a boat either. So certainly we want everybody to have a good time, but we wanted everybody to have a safe time as well. So please get a sober driver in your boat. Keep the alcohol consumption of the driver to a minimum, if at all. We're going to be out patrolling very high efforts, keeping everybody safe for the alcohol as well as the other safety equipment. So you're going to see us out and about. Got any other questions, make sure to stop us, give us a shout if you need anything. With us today, we also have our CO intern, Joe. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Joe?
How's it going? Good. I'm Joe Lucas, and I'm the CO intern here for Region 4. So I, this summer, I'm working with all the conservation officers here in Region 4 and going out on patrol with them and learning a lot so far this summer and having a real good time. So,
yeah, I did this the same intern that Joe's doing down in Sioux Falls a few years ago before I got hired. Basically, what Joe's is an intern hired by Game Fish and Parks, and he does ride-alongs with us as much as he can throughout the summer. What time did you get – what day of the year did you get hired, or roughly?
I started, I believe it was May 11th, right after got out, when school got out. So I've been at it here for a little over close to 2 months now. So
enjoying it so far?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the most fun I've had for a job so far. So
good. Yeah, it's a real eye-opening experience for a lot of the guys and gals that get this. Mainly this job is targeting, we're trying to recruit some good quality conservation officers for the future, and this is just one of the ways that we do. How'd you learn about this job at all, Joe?
Just through the state jobs page, all the internships that are listed there. I've had internships with the department in the past, so I kind of knew about the process for that, and I've always kind of, it's been my dream to kind of pursue a career in natural resource law enforcement, so I applied this year and here I am. So
everybody asked the famous question, what made you want to be a game warden, Joe?
I guess I'd have to say, I grew up hunting and fishing, loved being outside, so I knew I needed a job where I wouldn't be sitting inside in an office. And
like we are now.
Well, yeah, like we are now, but you got to do some of that. But I guess I just kind of wanted to do what I could to help protect the resources that I enjoyed growing up, and I believe that this career path will help me do that. So, and yeah, I went to school at SDSU for 4 years. I was a wildlife and fishery science major there, and then once I kind of decided I wanted to do the CO route here, I also picked up a minor in criminal justice. So,
were you able to get involved in the new program that SDSU is doing down there?
Yeah, that kind of started up a couple years after I started. So I had just stuck with the original wildlife and fisheries science degree, and then I just tacked on that criminal justice minor, which kind of gives me some of the same classes.
Sure. Yeah, SDSU recently started, for those that don't know, they recently started a natural resource law enforcement, and our department, and especially the law enforcement guys, are really excited about this. There's kids going to school strictly to become a conservation officer, not necessarily South Dakota, but any other state. Really exposes them to a lot more law enforcement work rather than the standard wildlife and fisheries. They still take all those, a lot of those same classes, but they do a lot more law enforcement based. They come out with a law enforcement minor like Joe did, and they get out and do some ride-alongs with us. They have a lot more law enforcement based studies. So I know I myself wish that would have been around when I went to school, and I'm guessing Joe was the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Have any friends that are going through that at all?
Yeah, I do know some people that are a couple years younger than me that started out and are in that program now. And seems like it's going pretty well, and kids are enjoying it. So, yeah, I think they got a pretty good thing going for them there now.
Good. Yeah, it's a good thing for our future game wardens and conservation officers of this state. So definitely very excited about it. Well, that wraps up our time this morning. Does Dan or Joe have anything to add for the show?
Nope. Have a safe weekend, everyone.
Yep, we'll see you out and about this weekend. And if you have any other questions, give us a shout. Thank you.